views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
Hey, everybody, and welcome back to another beautiful segment of Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Hey, guys, I want to give you our phone number so that you could call in for a little mini reading, okay? So go grab your pencils and your paper, because here it comes. 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. And if you'd like to get a private reading or have a party with my esteemed colleague, Arthur Hoffman, you can call him at 877-ANGEL-02. And he would be very happy to have a party with you or do a private read. He's excellent. And I go to him myself. He's the medium's medium. Right, sweetie?
Now, that's right. I am the doctor's doctor, the medium's medium, and it's playful as hell.
As if you'd like a reading with myself, Sky, my number is 908-500-1474. Okay, guys? So let me give you the studio number again. It's 800-930-2819, and we do expect to have some callers come in. And we do have a lovely lady from Queens, New York. Her name is Patty. Patty, there?
Hi, Artie.
Hi, baby.
Hey, sweetheart. How's it going?
Yeah, I just want to tell you some good news. A few weeks ago, you told me that you saw carrots, and you told me something with my eyes. I just went to the eye doctor. My eyesight improved.
Good.
Wow, that's amazing.
Fabulous.
Wonderful news. Thank you for sharing that.
I have my insurance only allows me to go see an eye doctor every 2 years if I'm getting eyeglasses. If I need to see an eye specialist, they pay for that. But every 2 years, I could get eyeglasses. So I just went.
And yeah, but do they pay for carrots?
What?
It's much.
But that's great. That's really good news, Patty.
Very good, Patty.
Yeah.
Do you want to know something, Patty? Also, what I'm forgetting is that...
How's your stomach? Excuse me, I'm so sorry.
How's my stomach? Yeah, it's okay. I have digestive problems. I have to make sure what I eat.
Right,
because I was also picking up that you need to take more roughage or probiotics to cleanse out your system. It's funny that you were saying that, Sky, because I was literally picking up the same thing. I was just about to say, you must be psychic.
I must be. Hey, listen, I want to not to cut you down or anything, Patty. Just let me tell him one thing. I understand from a very good source when two mediums work together. Not all mediums can work together, by the way. But when two psychic mediums work together, we're channels together. It's called like a piggybacking. We piggyback. And that's a very, very special thing. Not everybody can do that. I just wanted to let you know. I meant to tell you that. So, as far as the spirit world is concerned, we're very special. Thank you, spirit world. We're very honored for that. So, Patty, I know that you're having stomach issues. I felt it right away when I heard your voice. And Artie's right. You need to take a little bit more roughage into your system. And they sell a pill. It's a fiber pill. Take this fiber pill. I think you're going to become but in the beginning, I feel it's going to hurt you a little bit, like you're going to get cramps. Uh-huh. But give it a week. Give it a week. Mm-hmm. After the week, I have a feeling it's going to clear up your digestive issues. Okay, honey?
Okay. And I called you for another thing.
What?
I had a I called you for another thing, but because like when this happened with eyes, I need to tell that. I need to tell Artie that because he was absolutely right.
In regards to what? You want to know something? There's also something in regards to fibromyalgia. I'm seeing an issue dealing with nerves, very sensitive nerves. And if this is not you, then this is going to be a person who's extremely close to you.
Friend of mine.
Are you having issues with your feet and going up your back? Like you don't understand. Like you get like I don't even know how to explain it. Are you having problems with your feet? Like they sometimes get a little numb or a little pinchy, or they feel like they're falling asleep.
Yeah, because I sleep on my leg.
It's not your friend.
Because I'm also getting issues with around the neck. Into the head might be causing some irritation with the ears and all, but also around the shoulder area, all up around your upper body. And whether it be you or your friend, well, she was saying it's you. I don't know if it was you or somebody close to you, but I'm definitely getting something with the nerve endings inside your body are very, very sensitive. And it has to do with fibromyalgia.
You're right.
Because a friend of mine was feeling her feet are
getting first.
A friend of mine was just diagnosed with fibromyalgia.
Okay. All right.
Okay. And I just wanted to let you. I had a dream around December. My brother got married. My middle brother. I have three younger brothers. My middle brother got married in September of 2014. I called you up before the wedding to ask you if I was going to catch the bouquet. You said no, and you were absolutely correct. I did not. And then just in December, a year later, I'm having a dream. I had a dream that my brother's new girlfriend, well, they've been dating for a few years, and who's now pregnant with a girl. My mother's going to be a grandmother for the first time in June. And her name is Eileen. My youngest brother's name is Salvatore. So Sal, I had a dream. I saw Eileen in the balcony throwing her bouquet. Now she's not getting. She said she's not married to my brother, all right. But they was always talking for a few years now. They've been talking about marriage. So I had a dream that she threw the bouquet. I see she was in the balcony, and I see these girls, about 20 girls, underneath the balcony with the hand raised, trying to catch it. Eileen threw the bouquet, but away from the girls, and it landed on the floor. And I ran to get it, and I picked it up, and I was teasing. You know, we were talking. After I had the dream to her, Eileen and I were talking, and says, well, I guess it is my wedding, she said, because if I wasn't going to marry your brother, you wouldn't be at my wedding. So we were laughing at it. They just got engaged last week. Now,
congratulations.
That's awesome. That's an awesome story.
Okay. Now,
you're not going to get it this time either.
Okay. All right. Because my brother was talking about that he won't throw the bouquet. He doesn't want to do it because he. All right, are they going to throw the? Are they going to throw the bouquet? Or they,
what? I'm sorry,
are they going
to
throw
that.
The bouquet?
You were breaking up.
Are they going to? Okay, will Eileen throw the bouquet at the wedding?
Yes, she's going to, and she's not going to throw her bouquet, but she's going to get a little one made, and she's going to throw that one. I'm feeling, and I'm also feeling that you're not going to catch it. But don't let that get you down. That's a wise tale. I know so many women that caught the bouquets that never got married.
But I'm asking because it's like I had a dream that I caught it, and then a month later she gets engaged. So that means my question is, does my dream mean I'm going to catch it or?
No. That means totally different. No. You know why you're dreaming that? Because you want it so badly. You understand?
Because
you feel that if you don't catch up with her, you're never going to get married. But that is not true.
That's like having bad luck if you break a mirror or you walk under a ladder or a black cat crosses you. It's just a superstition. But I keep on seeing a white rose within the bouquet, and the white rose, one particular white rose.
Yeah, that's what was in my dream. I saw white flowers in my dream. I saw like a white, like a stand.
And there's one particular white rose that's sticking out more than the others to the side. So But she's what the not hell that like means, I don't know.
she's not going to, like, do a bouquet
it's
for me and give it to me. You know.
It's a
she
boy
doesn't
bouquet.
Want to catch a bouquet.
No, listen. Yes. Are you speaking? Because you're breaking up.
No, I'm okay.
Oh, okay. I feel as though you shouldn't put too much energy in catching this bouquet, honey, because it really means nothing. It means nothing.
It's just a fun wife. It's just a fun wife. That's all.
Exactly.
Right, it's not for the superstitious. The reason why I want to catch is because I want the guard to put place on my leg.
Aw. You know what I feel more strongly than anything is you losing money in another country or your mother losing money in another country.
You want to know something?
Italy?
Hey, Sky, you know what I was picking up when you said that?
What?
When you said that? You said you saw her mother losing money in another country.
Yes.
What I picked up on that is that she could be, if there's an investment with money of a different country, that she's losing an investment.
I feel it's a house. I feel it's something to do with
mother,
a house.
My mother, all right, we don't have anything in Italy. We just have family in Italy, and that's it. But my mother's never, she got sick in the plane in 2012, so she's never going to go back to Italy at all because she refuses to get on ever on the plane again.
Well, she's going to lose an inheritance. That's what I'm feeling, that she's going to lose an inheritance. But she's not going to totally lose it. She's going to forfeit it for one of her kids. Do you get that?
All right.
She's got I'm being honest with you, I'm not sure on that. But you want to know something? We have to get ready to go to a commercial break.
Okay. Just keep that in mind, okay, sweetie?
All right. All right. Bye-bye.
Good luck with everything. And let us know if you just have a book yet.
Yes, please do. And let us know if your mom's forfeiting a piece of real estate somehow in Europe for one of your kids.
No, what it is that my mother has...
We have to go to a commercial break. We can't talk now.
All right, you'll call us back.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling, Patty. Okay.
All right, everybody.
Yep.
All right, everybody. This is Artie and Sky with Angels and Answers. So stick around because we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyance Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
We really didn't have to die to go to heaven. Are you curious about the afterlife or rebirth? The highly anticipated new book from author Dr. Susan Allison, You Don't Have to Die to Go to Heaven, is available now. Find out how to find guidance and healing in the spirit realms. Order the book today and put it on your must-read list for 2016. Visit drsusanallison.com to learn more.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's T-H-E-D-R-PatShow.com for listening times in your area.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Awaken to your radiant, authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people and living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
She can kill with a smile, she can wound with her eyes, and she can ruin your faith with her casual lies. And she only reveals what she wants you to see. She hides like a child, but she's always a woman to me. She can lead you to love, she can take you or leave you. She can ask for the truth, but she'll never believe. And she'll take what you give her as long as it's free. Yeah, she steals like a thief, but she's always a woman to me. Oh, she takes care of herself. She can wait if she wants. She's ahead of her time. Oh, and she never gives out. And she never gives in. She just changes her mind. And she'll promise you more than the Garden of Eden. And she'll carelessly cut you and laugh while you're bleeding. But you'll bring out the best and the worst you can be. Blame it all on yourself, 'cause she's always a woman to me. Suddenly cruel, but she can do as she pleases. She's nobody's fool, and she can't be convicted. She's earned her degree, and the most she will do is throw shadows at you. But she's always a woman to me.
Thank you so much for playing that song. That has a distinct meaning to me. Like 35 years ago, my husband honored me by giving me that song and told me, this is you. He says, I can't say it any other way. This song is you. And he gave me that song. So that means a lot to me. And I'm happy because he's listening.
Did he purchase it from Billy Joel? And he just
no, he purchased it from The Wiz, I think.
There you go. Because that song was also written for my second wife.
Are you serious?
Exactly. Bulletproof. It was like right on the money. It's so her. It's not even funny.
Oh my God! I just got to tell. Hey, listen. He gave me the song, and he gave me a flower with it, and he says, "If there was ever a way to describe you, it's this song." And he gave this to me, and he said, "This is you." So, you know, that means it's very sentimental to me, and I thank you very much for playing it, Roy. It meant a lot to me. It brings tears to my eyes in a happy way, you know? It makes me
remember.
You want
to know something? I was dancing with, but the song Billy Joel, the song, Don't Go Changing.
Yes.
And, you know, I have a habit of, you know, singing the song while I'm dancing, you know, if it's a nice song or if I know the words and stuff. And I start singing the song, you know, Don't Go Changing. And so she looks up to me and she goes, "Do you really mean it?" I go, "No."
Yeah, he dedicated this song to me. I think we were married like 5 years. So he knew me in and out by that time, literally. And he dedicated that song to me. He says, "If there's any way to describe you, this would be it." He was like in awe of the song. He couldn't believe it. And he says, "I dedicate this to you." And I thought it was like a very precious moment in my life. It really was.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. It meant a lot to me. Then he became a nutcase. No. That was his normal.
You want to know something? You know, there's a lot of songs. There are a lot of songs that, you know, describe love in so many beautiful ways.
Yes.
And, you know, when I hear the song, you know, like one of the more beautiful songs that we heard when we first started our show today was, you know, "You're my first, you're my last, you're my everything." And on some levels, I can understand it's when I say the percentages are so small, it's so small. Say, "You're my first, you're my last, you're my everything." But the thing is, excuse me. But the thing is that when somebody puts all their eggs in one basket, all their energy in one person, and lives through one person, and they make that person their life. "You're my first, you're my last, you're my everything. You're my moon and my sun," and all that.
Yes.
And it, poetically, it sounds nice. I understand. I love you with all my heart. But it's in reality, it's not healthy.
Good.
To live everything through one person and put all the responsibility of all that energy and love into one person.
You're
because
right.
It's very, very important to spread your loving energy amongst other family members, amongst your friends, amongst your kids or whoever, whatever. But, you know, like I said, some of these songs are very, very beautiful. And it's beautiful to hear. It really is. It's gorgeous. You know, "I'd die for you. I'd live for you." From Bryan Adams.
And
they're beautiful poetically, you know, but in reality, it's not realistic. And for people who I believe who do live their life, and I understand, don't get me wrong, it is wonderful when you make your partner in life that special. That I believe you can do 100%, where you put somebody above and beyond everybody else. But to make them your everything is totally not healthy, because, you know, there's different levels of love. There's different, you have your friends who you go out to lunch with, friends who you share dirty secrets with, you know, and then you have your lover who you make love with and yell at and scream at and still have that loving feeling. And there's just different friends, you know, in the workplace. You have different friends at different levels and relatives and all, and even your pets and everything. Everybody shares in different levels and different energies of love.
Correct. And I look at it at a little bit differently, too. When you put that much energy into one person, and one person is doing so much for you to dedicate that love, because obviously that person is doing everything for you, because you're loving that person with everything that you've got, that makes you non-self-reliant. And you have to rely strictly on that person all the time. Do you understand what I mean? Like, you almost lose your identity, and that other person becomes your identity, or tries, or in your perspective, that person is your identity, so you can't move on or you can't do things without that person because now you're lost because you divide yourself in two. That one person becomes your other half or becomes your other three quarters or becomes your entire self when you're investing.
No, that's what, yeah, that's just it. That's the unhealthy thing. They become your entire self.
Exactly.
And, and you become emotionally codependent on the other person where totally based on their moods and emotions affects you totally rather than you having your own life, your own feelings, your own opinions, your own thoughts, and you live just based on what the other person says and does.
Correct.
And
that's not healthy.
The biggest mistake that I made in my second marriage, the biggest mistake that I made was, see, we got along perfectly. Perfectly for 8 years, 8, 9 years. We were like solid for eight and a half years. And the reason why is because we had one thing in common. We were both into her.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, as I started realizing that I started feeling depressed because I wasn't living to be my own true self. And I changed my energy to get more into my spirituality, more into my readings, and more into the public. All of a sudden, as soon as I started to shift my vibrations and started getting more into myself, and not that I stopped loving her or stopped caring for her or whatever, it's just my energy, a part of my energy started to shift and change. I was still taking care of her, but I started to have a life, and that's what made her start to feel incomplete, and then everything went kaput, but it was meant to be.
Right. Yes. I get that fully. I fully understand that. And I have been told that we are together, we make one person, which I don't feel so much as the truth. We should be two separate people living together at certain times as one person, you know, in this time to love and to understand and cherish each other. But we both should have different interests. And bring them both to the table because they're both important. Because if you love somebody unconditionally, what they're doing in their life is just as important to you as what you're doing in your life.
Hey, Sky.
Yes, love.
Do we have to go to a break?
Yes, we do. So we'll be right back after this break.
To the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
What if we really didn't have to die to go to heaven? Are you curious about the afterlife or rebirth? The highly anticipated new book from author Dr. Susan Allison, You Don't Have to Die to Go to Heaven, is available now. Find out how to find guidance and healing in the spirit realms. Order the book today and put it on your must-read list for 2016. Visit drsusanallison.com to learn more.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Awaken to your radiant, authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
She can kill with a smile, she can wound with her eyes, and she can ruin your faith with her casual lies. And she only reveals what she wants you to see. She hides like a child, but she's always a woman to me. She can lead you to love, she can take you or leave you. She can ask for the truth, but she'll never believe. And she'll take what you give her as long as it's free. Yeah, she steals like a thief, but she's always a woman to me. Oh, she takes care of herself. She can wait if she wants. She's ahead of her time. Oh, and she never gives out. And she never gives in. She just changes her mind. And she'll promise you more than the Garden of Eden. And she'll carelessly cut you and laugh while you're bleeding. But you'll bring out the best and the worst you can be. Blame it all on yourself, 'cause she's always a woman to me. Suddenly cruel, but she can do as she pleases. She's nobody's fool, and she can't be convicted. She's earned her degree, and the most she will do is throw shadows at you. But she's always a woman to me.
I've got someone waiting for me. And when I see her, I know that you'll say,
hey, you want coffee?
It's a beautiful day.
a beautiful day. Birds are singing, you're by my side. Let's take the car and go for a ride. Hey, 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 it's a beautiful day. We'll dive on and follow the sun, making Sunday.
Uplifting beat on that song. I love it.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun, isn't it?
I love that song. It makes me feel so happy.
It does me
That's
too.
That's another great thing. You know, love songs also, it's interesting. Love songs
could
bring you to your highest high, just like love. Love songs could bring you to your highest high, and it could bring you to your lowest low.
So true.
And, you know, so when you're dealing with, you know, previous relationships, like it's, oh my God, that was our song.
Right.
You know, and if you connect to it in a way, what used to be your song with somebody else and they're no longer in your life, it can literally depress the living hell out of you. But I love those upbeat love songs. I do. I think they're fun. I love it. I can listen to it all the time.
Listen to me. I'm wondering if we feel it stronger because we're empaths than, let's say, the normal person who is not an empath. I wonder if
you're saying you feel it stronger in what way? With what?
Like the lyrics or the way you feel from the song itself. I wonder if we feel it stronger because we're empaths or everybody feels it the same. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you could pick degrees of how you can take love songs. Even if we go crazy with one song from Bryan Adams. I love that song. Right.
But yeah, All for One.
All for One. I could cry from that song. But I'm an empath. Could somebody who's not an empath, could they cry from that song? Or does it like have a meaning? It's nice. It's great. I love it. But that's the end of it.
But want to know something? I could listen to songs, not understand the words at all, or the words might not have any correlation or any meaning to me at all. But because of the sound of the voice, and because of the music, it just moves me so much. And there's a lot of songs like that I just love it, and it just sings to my soul. And that's just the music and the sound of the person's voice. Forget about what they say. And then there are other times where it's the words that are so beautiful, but the music, you know. But words, it's like hit home.
That's what I'm saying. Is it because you're an empath like I am? I don't know. Does everybody feel that way? We should ask our audience. I mean, we're empaths. So you see what you just said? Sometimes it's the music. Sometimes it's the words. But is that because we're empath, or does everybody feel like that? You know what I'm saying?
I feel like most people feel like that because because every style, you know, hits home with people differently, you know. There's songs. I mean, I've heard people who heard like really, I mean, some girls have sent me a couple of love songs that were so far off the money, like it totally doesn't make me feel like in that loving feeling. I mean, you know, they say the words love in the song, But the style of the song is like just so far off the money.
Well,
you know, I can't comprehend that at all. But you know, but it different songs hit different people in different ways with the words, with the lyrics, the sound, the voice. You know,
there are some songs that I hear which are absolutely magnificent that bring me to tears.
Oh, absolutely, with no question.
Yeah. And some of them are, who is that blind opera singer? His voice is so, so magnificent that it reduces you to tears. Pacelli. Oh,
right.
God. Oh, my. Did you ever hear? Oh, Artie, we would be sitting here together sobbing. The music crawls underneath your skin. And it just does something to your entire soul. It reaches your soul, and it literally makes you cry. Even if you don't understand the words, the voice on this man is absolutely from the angels and from God himself. And if that's any indication of what we're going to hear when we get there, I can't wait. I mean, I can wait, but you know what I'm saying.
I know exactly what you're saying. The sound of Pacelli, the sound of Josh Groban is his voice.
Right.
It just puts you, sometimes I love to just go for choir drives or sitting in my car and I'll just listen to the music and I'll listen to the song like over and over and over again a thousand times. Drops of Jupiter by Train. When I first started hearing that, I literally would hear it 10 times in a row and not get sick of it. It was just such a cool song, the meaning, the style, the sound. It was just so cool.
Absolutely. I agree 1,000%. And, you know, that's what our topic is, actually, for the second half of our show. How does it make other people feel? And that's why I'm getting a lot of static, guys. Are you?
I'm not getting any static.
Okay. The second part of our show is how do love songs make you feel? Now, that's why I brought up, do we feel them stronger? Like, I'm like you. If I find a song that I absolutely love, I'll sit there for an hour, 2 hours playing that song over and over and over. Drives my husband crazy. But it does something to my soul. So I'm going by, you know, what he's telling me. Stop already with the song. But I can't because it's so riveting to me that I want to hear it again and I want to hear it again and I want to hear it again. There are other people who just can hear it once, love it, like it, and say, oh, magnificent, and that's the end of the story. But we're different. I think, in a way, we're different. Unless there are other people out there that are not empaths that, you know, have the same feeling, and I'd love to know.
The song, one of the songs, not that it's a love song, but one of the songs that I really, there's a couple of songs that I really love by George Harrison that I could listen to over and over and over again, and that's My Sweet Lord. I love to listen to Here Comes the Sun, you know, like those songs. I was listening to a few Elton John songs that were just, you know, The Way You Look Tonight. There's a song called The Way You Look Tonight.
Yes.
And it was just, like I said, I get in those moods where I'm in the mood for certain sounds. The other one? There's another one by, what's her name? Alison Krauss. There's this gorgeous song. Oh, shoot. I forgot the name of it. But I kept on listening to it over and over again. And just breathtaking. But you know what? What a blessing that's. Other than sex and food, music is such a great blessing that God has given us, amongst a million other things.
Absolutely. But I have to stop you. I'm sorry to interrupt you, but we have to stop right now. We have to go to a commercial. And we will be right back. After this commercial, guys, come right back.
Awesome.
It for 2016. Do you want more prosperity, clarity, energy, and balance in your life? Join Lynn Brown now through March for one of her amazing workshops, each focusing on a key part of living your best life. For more information And to register for one of these amazing workshops, visit LynnBrownEvent.com. That's LynnBrownEvent.com. And get into it this 2016 with Lynn Brown. Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Here comes the sun.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Are you there, Sky?
Oh, I'm here. I'm waiting for you to talk.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry.
You know what? I got to tell you a funny story. There's a, you know, I'm lying on the beach. This is going back a few years ago. I'm lying on the beach, and it's just enjoying a regular nice day out on the beach. And there's one of those sky, you know, one of those, you know, airplanes that write sky messages.
Yes.
And right across, there was one that said, "Will you marry me, Jennifer?" And so, you know, this one couple is like right near me, and they're, and you know, it was like, you know, poetically, you know, here we are, Valentine's Day and stuff like that. And this one couple over here is like freaking out, you know, and the girl's like going, oh my God, how romantic. And I'm looking way, way, way over to the left, and there's another couple. Just by coincidence, her name is Jennifer, and she thought that that was, she was asking to marry us. The guys were like freaking out on each other.
That's gotta be the worst. Oh my God.
How is that? You know, will you marry me, Jennifer? And then I'm looking at it, and I'm like laughing my ass off.
I could have.
One couple's all excited, and the other one saying, what?
He's having a panic attack. Right. One's having a panic attack.
Like practically, you know, having a cow.
Right? He's panicking. He's looking for his Xanax. That is really funny. That, oh my God, that must, that, like, I'd like to see this guy get out of that one. I mean, he must have burned himself out.
It's like, what did I do? It's like, what, how did I get sentenced?
I know that, right? Right? I'd like to see himself worm out of that one without causing friction. OMG. You just because I don't like to say God's name in vain.
Here, the other one is presenting a ring, and the other one is.
I know. Presenting a Xanax.
It's just like stuffing their face with chips and beer and pretzels. It's like, what the fuck? And he's looking with his mouth wide open, and he's like, his mouth full of food and stuff like that.
Oh, God. I wish I was there. I would have definitely walked over and said something stupid. I absolutely would have to break the tension. I absolutely, you know me. No.
That's way too sensitive of a topic.
You don't know me. Sometimes when, you know what? This is the way I feel. If I feel like it's time to do something like that, even though it is a sensitive topic, and I feel like I need to get like in the middle of that, sometimes it works in benefit to the person or the two people who are having the trouble. And all the times that I've had that feeling to intervene when I really, really shouldn't have, it always worked in their favor. You know, they were able to laugh about it, and they were able to like carry on, you know, with no hard feelings. Because there's always a third, there's a third person giving their perspective, you know, and joking around at the same time. So kind of, sometimes that really breaks the tension.
Yeah, where you don't know. See, I didn't know whether the couple where they could have been the couple where, and I'm not talking about the couple that was, you know, it was meant for, but the other couple,
yeah,
where the other one might be thinking like, when is he going to ask me, and all of a sudden he does this, and she's like, oh my god, and his mouth is open, filled with food. What just happened? You know,
right. Good thing he wasn't eating those onion rings. He would have slipped one of those on her finger.
Man, if ever that guy needed an outhouse or a porta potty, because I think he crapped himself.
Oh my gosh!
Talk about a priceless moment.
That is really.
It's really nice. It's really nice. You know, when people like do certain special things, like when they're being asked. And, you know, when I first asked my second wife, we were on the boardwalk of Seaside, and I told her that one of these days I'm going to spend a lot of quarter in that big ball. There's a big ball where you put a quarter in it and you turn it to get the toy out. And I said to her, I'm going to spend a lot of quarters one day when I go to, ask you to marry me. And she goes, what are you talking about? I said, do you know how many quarters it's going to take until I get the Mickey Mouse ring until I ask you to marry me?
I know you would do exactly that.
Yeah, and so I literally had a friend of mine who was going to Florida to Disney World, and it just happened to be around that time. So I told him to pick up a Mickey Mouse ring, and so he did. And so Now, when I did ask her, I did it on a spoof. I wasn't doing it like it was the real thing. I thought it was just a cute thing. But when I asked her and I gave her the ring, I didn't even ask her. I just gave her this little cute little box wrapped up, and she opened it up. She saw the Mickey Mouse ring. She literally started to cry. She runs inside the house. She's calling her friends and family. And it's like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. What just happened here? And so at the wedding, I literally said to everybody when I asked her to marry me, I slipped her a Mickey.
But did you have intentions of marrying her?
I did. Yes, of course.
Oh, my second wife. Okay. All right. Oh, my goodness. But you weren't ready for it. You were just like teasing her up, but slip me a Mickey.
No. It was just for the fun of it. Totally just for the fun of it.
That was so funny what you just said. I slipped her a Mickey.
Hey, listen, I think, how are we on our timing? Because I think we're about to wrap up.
Yeah, we are about to wrap up. We have a minute to wrap up the show, honey.
Okay, from my mouth to God's ears, may God bless all of you with lots of love, health, happiness, and prosperity. Always believe in God and the angels. Happy, happy Valentine's, everybody, to you and your loved ones.
I agree. And please, everybody, like Artie says, always go to God first, because he's the only one that can really help you. And with that, we will hear from you next week.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Sky have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com, and call Sky at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.